to be a little bit more successful, you should use it as like an introduction app, not like a dating app. Introduce, meet in person as soon as possible, because that's really the only way you're going to know if there's a connection. Like, don't go back and forth forever, because there's no point in wasting your time if there's not going to be an in-person connection.
Welcome to the Rich Summers Report, where we talk real estate, business, and wealth building, all while keeping it real. No fluff, no BS. I hope that you enjoy the show. All right, guys, welcome to another episode of the Report, Saturday edition. And I got my co-host. It's actually been a couple episodes since you've been on. I got my co-host, Miss Alex Johnson. Alex, welcome to the show.
Thank you. How's it going?
It's going really good. We got some ping pong going on as we speak in the other room. I believe Andrea and Tommy are ripping it on the ping pong table.
We haven't played in a bit. It's about
Andrea
time.
Thinks she's the best in the office. So I don't know. I might have to challenge her. We have not played in a long time.
Yeah, I'm glad we got to get it. Everyone who ever comes in, they're like, who's the best in here? I'm like, you know what? We used to play a lot when we first got in the office, yeah. Like all the time. And then it's just been sitting there. So it's good that it's getting some use.
It is good. For a while, it was like just sitting there, like we would use it to store like stuff, like just extra materials, or people that come in for the podcast, they always bring us gifts. And so it just sits on top of the ping pong table. But I will say I was in here last weekend, Saturday night for like an hour. And I had a little company, played a little ping pong, and now Andrea's on the decks right now. She's
on
the tables.
I think we did a little bit of like spring cleaning earlier. Mm-hmm. And so kind of like moved some stuff off. And so it's kind of like a fresh slate.
Yeah. I'm really excited because we got our yacht meetup starting up again.
Yeah.
When is the next one? It's May what?
So the first one of the season is May 11th, Saturday. We're going to change the time a little bit and test it out. So it'll be kind of like a later afternoon, early evening. Yeah. May 11th, Saturday, 5 to 9.
I love it. May 11th, Saturday. 5 to 9 p.m. We're moving to the Saturday slot this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm actually excited for this 5 to 9 slot because it's like Saturday. You can still go out. People that want to go out Friday night, they still have all day Saturday to do whatever they need to do. And then come out, get a little sunshine, a little sunset, and get the boat at 9. Still have time to, you know, go grab a little dinner if you want afterwards. So I think it's a good slot. And I think it's going to be a good pivot for us. And for the folks that aren't aware, we host yacht meetups, you know, during the warm months. So we typically start in May. We go through September. But we're actually considering not pausing for the slow season this year or the winter season. And maybe we just keep them going year round. I mean, shoot, I would love to go out on the water in like November, December, like, yeah, a little Christmas yacht party. Why not?
Yeah, we've thought about it. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Welcome to feedback too. But I'm excited to get them going again. They were awesome last year.
We can do some themes. We could do like a Halloween theme for October. Yeah. We could do like holiday theme for Christmas in like December. So yeah, why not? And you know, Champagne Dave is always, always welcoming with us. He's always a great host. So
yeah.
Where can the listeners, if they want to come out to this yacht meetup, where can they grab tickets?
Yeah. So we actually just put it online. We will have it in both our Summers Capital link tree. So Summers Capital on Instagram and then in yours as well, in Rich Summers Instagram. If you're on our mailing list, we'll also be sending out several emails with the links. So if you're not on our mailing list, you can go to summerscapital.com, join, and we'll keep you updated there. But yeah, both of our Instagrams will have it on the top there, you could get your tickets.
Yeah. And if you guys listen to the podcast, you know, regardless of where you guys are in the country or the world, man, we'd love to host you guys out here in San Diego. We do have the Beers and Deals meetups, typically second Wednesday of every month. It's free, rooftop. And then, man, we'd love to host all y'all at a yacht meetup. I'd love to meet all you guys and gals. So if you're thinking about coming to San Diego, you want to connect with us, come out to a meetup. We'd love to connect. Yeah. So anyways, excited for that and excited for this episode. You know, we don't talk a lot of dating. And, you know, for me, I want to start doing more episodes with other stuff outside of real estate. So I really moving forward, I want to start doing maybe 30% real estate stuff and business. And then the other 70%, I really want to start bringing on guests from all walks of life. We had Dr. Alex Roher on, Dr. Botox. Had him on. That episode's going to go out Tuesday next week. And excited for that. Had Lauren Fisher on. We're talking female athletes and controversial topics within sports. I really enjoy those conversations. So
yeah.
I'm actually looking forward to kind of doing a lot more bringing on a more variety of guests from all different walks of life. So online dating, mm-hmm. you know, you're single, mm-hmm. you're a bachelorette. I'm a bachelor. I'm single. Online dating, is that the best way to go for someone that's single out there looking to genuinely meet someone? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a loaded question. I think it can go both ways. I think people have a lot of different experiences. And like what I say, like I talk about this with my girlfriends a lot. And, you know, what I say is like, it just takes one. So like, it doesn't really have to be the majority, just takes one. So it could be 99, you know, percent not great. And then, but I will say at the end of the day, I do think that it has gotten to a point where people are just on there to swipe, and it's more of just like a game. It's entertainment. It's not a lot of people I don't think are really serious about meeting up. They just do it to pass the time. And I think it was for a bit. There was a period of time when people were actually a little bit more serious about meeting up and you had a little bit more luck. Maybe this is just my experience. I don't know. But it feels like it's just gotten to a point where it's just kind of there for entertainment purposes. And you know, which is okay too, if that's what you're looking for. But I think for the most part, the rate of like actually going out on that first date doesn't seem to be very high. People just like to chat, have a pen pal, I feel like.
So you're saying a lot of folks are down to chat mm-hmm. On these online apps, but they're not actually wanting to take action and meet up on the first date.
Yeah, I don't think there's really too much initiative. Yeah, there's not really a lot of usually initiative to like actually make a plan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've done the online dating in the past, and I don't do it today.
Mm-hmm.
But in the past, I was always very direct. I don't have time to be sitting there chatting, and I'd rather like actually go meet up with someone. And so I'm like, you know, maybe like one or two back and forth. And it's like, hey, what are you doing Thursday night at 6 p.m.? Do you want to meet for a drink?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's like, yes or no. It's like, if it's a no, okay, well, when are you free? Let's try to make plans. And if it's like, hey, I want to go back and forth, I'm like, I'm not interested yeah. in playing games. So I was always direct. Now, the main reason I don't do it now is because 80% of men are competing for the top 20% of women on mm-hmm. these dating apps. And so a high quality female on a dating app probably is getting swiped on 50 to 100 times yeah. every single day. And so as a guy, it's like, I don't need to compete with all that
yeah.
stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so organically, I feel like a lot of men out there are all willing to swipe
mm-hmm.
and DM and all
yeah.
that sort of thing, but not a lot of guys are willing to put themselves out there and, you know, organically meet someone
yeah.
in person.
Yeah.
Right?
I think a couple of things. Like, I think my first thought is to be a little bit more successful, you should use it as like an introduction app, not like a dating app. Introduce, meet in person as soon as possible, because that's really the only way you're going to know if there's a connection. Like, don't go back and forth forever talking, because like the whole point is to meet up and see if you have a connection in person, right? And mm-hmm. like someone could be a really smooth talker or like good on the app, and then like it just be a lot different in person, or like vice versa. Someone might be like busy, like not really, you know, charming or this and that over text, but in person there might be a lot of good conversation and good chemistry. So I think that's a good piece of advice. Like, I feel like I've heard is, you know, just use it as like getting introduced to, meet in person as soon as possible, because there's no point in wasting your time if there's not going to be an in-person connection.
What are your thoughts on, and I heard Alex Hormozi say this when he was single before he met Layla, he did a lot of like online dating, and uh-huh. he said what he would do as like a busy entrepreneur is he would right away, instead of going straight to a date, he would say, hey, do you have time for a quick 10-minute phone call?
Mm-hmm.
And so he would hop on like a FaceTime with them for 10 minutes.
Yep.
And he said he knew right away within those 10 minutes if he wanted to go on a date with them or not. And he said, like, you know, 4 times out of 5, he would come to the determination that he didn't want to go on a date with them and they were not aligned.
Yep.
And he would say those 10 minutes would save him a 3-hour date.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on jumping on a quick FaceTime?
Yeah, I mean, I'm here for it, because I think it does save you a lot of time. I've had people ask that before, and at first you're just kind of like, really? I mean, it's a little bit annoying at first, but at the same time, it saves everyone time. And I think even just hearing someone's voice is nice too, you know, and just kind of seeing if there's kind of that, like that conversational piece. So yeah, I mean, especially if you're busy, you don't want to get like ready after a long day at work, or, you know, waste a day with, you know, with something that's not going to be a fit. I think that it's definitely beneficial. So
Yeah, I didn't do a whole lot of the FaceTime thing. I typically would just go meet up for a drink. I'm direct, so like, I mean, you know, there's, yeah. If I'm not aligned after one drink, like, I'll just call it. I'm not going to go hang out with them for the entire evening. And vice versa, like, shoot, if a woman's not aligned with me, like, I wouldn't want them to waste my time either.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that I will say, though, like, I will not meet up with someone without at least seeing, like, their social media.
Yeah.
Because I think you can tell a lot from that. And so if someone's like not on social or it's private and they're not willing to share and they're kind of being weird about
mm-hmm.
it, I'm like, okay, that's a red flag. Because if they're not willing to share their social media, then like, what else are they hiding?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And I think too, I think it gives you a little bit more of like a sense of who someone is. You know, you can like see if you have any mutual friends, you can, you know, see just besides their five, like most thought out photos, like you really get more of an idea of who they are, their personality, like what they're into. And you get more of a full picture. I mean, it's Instagram, so it's still a highlight reel, but a little bit more than just the however many photos are online. But I will say like one thing too is I think with the online dating, I think I've had more luck like meeting people in person, either like friends first or I mean, we do so many social things that I feel like, you know, you're always meeting people and getting connected. So I do think I've had more luck that way. I think if you're just swiping, there's just so many options at your fingertips. So if you meet someone in person, you have that connection, like there's more of a, not like a loyalty, but you have that connection built. If you're on the app, if like there's one little thing wrong, like maybe like you didn't like how they, you know, what they're wearing or like one thing they said, it's so quick to go back and be like, well, let's get the next best thing. There has to be someone perfect.
Yes.
There's just so many options.
And that's exactly what I was alluding to earlier is like when you meet someone organically, they are a lot less likely to just like move on the second something goes wrong.
Mm-hmm.
People on the apps are, you know, essentially almost like quote unquote speed dating, if you would. The second something goes wrong or the second they don't like something or they don't like what you're wearing, maybe they're moving on to the next thing because there's so many options.
Yeah.
And, you know, like we said earlier, 80% of the men are swiping on the top 20% of women. So, you know, they're going to have a lot of attention. They're going to have a lot of options. Where when I meet someone organically, they have a little bit more patience.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm not competing with all these people out there. And so for those reasons, I like the organic a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'll say this. The apps are great depending on your situation.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, if you are moving to a brand new city and you don't know anyone and you don't have a social circle, I think the apps are great,
mm-hmm.
right? But if you've lived in a city and you have a social circle and you have established community,
mm-hmm.
and you have a lot of options at your disposal, not options at your disposal, lack of better terms, you have a circle and you organically meet a lot of people because of your circle,
mm-hmm.
then the apps are probably not the best way to go.
Yeah.
Another way to frame this, if you're traveling and let's just say you're abroad for a month, right? And you don't know anyone, I think the apps are great.
Yeah, for sure.
What are your thoughts?
I think that's exactly right. I think if you're in a place where you have different circles of friends and you're going to meet people, I think that, you know, if you meet through mutual friends and you go on a date, I think you're more likely to like be open to a second date. I think there's going to be like less ghosting because you're going to have people to answer to. If you go on one date and then ghost online, it's like, well, you have no mutual friends. Like you don't really have anyone to answer to. But if you're kind of a part of kind of the same groups, like there's just a little bit more, I don't know, you put in a little bit more to it. And then also, one thing that I think is cool is, you know, if you go on a first date from online, it's like you both get ready, you're both there. It's like kind of like, you know, you both want to go, but it's a little bit more interview style. One thing I think is cool about meeting just organically in person is you're in like the same place at the same time. You both want to be there. You're both probably in a really good mood. You're seeing them for like really who they are, not like who, you know, you're just putting up on this interview. And so it's cool. It's like I think you're more likely to mesh because you enjoy the same things. You're in the same place at the same time. So, and you're both stoked to be there. I think it's just like a better energy and a better vibe all around.
Yeah, I agree. And I think the best way to meet someone organically is obviously introduce yourself, but really like, I like to just act like I'm not hitting on them and I'm just like, they could be anyone. I'm just like casually saying hi, like I would to a stranger. Or a 75-year-old lady that's walking down the street, you know?
Yeah.
And so casual conversation, little small talk, and then, hey, nice to connect. We should connect sometime. Are you on social? I don't even get a phone number. I just say, hey, are you on social? Everyone's on social. Everyone has an Instagram. Yeah, Instagram. Cool. Let's connect.
Yeah.
And then you're not putting them on the spot to like go on a date with you or like give you the number. And now there's this weird expectation. Now you connect on social, you add them, they add you back, and then they get to kind of check you out.
Yeah.
Vice versa. And then you can set up the date in the DM and be like, hey, we should grab a drink sometime if you're open to it.
Yeah.
It's
and then
nonchalant.
From there, you can kind of tell like if they're single or not, or if they're seeing someone, but yeah. It's not like, if you're like, what's your number? Someone might be like, oh, I'm taken. But even just social media, you can kind of get a feel for like who they are, you know, start maybe doing some like fire responses on the stories, go from there.
Because if you ask a girl like right a minute after meeting him at a coffee shop, like, hey, I'd love to take you on a date. What are your plans Friday night?
That's it's a
like,
little intense.
That's intimidating, yeah. You know, and they don't even know who you are. But, you know, they might have their guard up. But on the flip side, if you just connect on social, very nonchalant. Hey, we should connect sometime. Are you on social? Yeah, here's my Instagram. Cool. Great to meet you. Have a wonderful day.
Yeah.
And then a couple days later, you know, they have a chance to kind of check you out on social and vice versa. Hey, I'd love to grab a drink sometime if you're open to it. And that's their opportunity to say yes or no. If they say yes, then you know they're interested.
Yep.
If they say no, like it's not a big deal. It was nonchalant the way you asked anyways.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
I've never done this before, but I do know guys that, and actually one of our podcast guests that was on recently, it was Alex, who was it? Alex Camacha. Yeah, he's one. But I do have guy friends that I know like from high school and stuff like that, that they've done this. But they will have like a virtual assistant set up their dates.
Oh, yeah.
In the dating apps.
Oh, my gosh.
And then I'll take it a step further. I know guys that like will actually for like Friday night. Uh-huh. I mean, this is really taking online dating to another level. But they will like set up not just one date on Friday night, but two dates. And they'll stagger them. So they'll set the first one at like 7. And then they'll set the next one at like 8 o'clock.
Oh, my gosh.
And so they'll go to the first one. And like, if it's good, then they'll go to the bathroom and cancel on the 8 o'clock.
Oh no.
But if like the 7 o'clock is not good, then they'll like bail after a drink and go to the 8 o'clock. That's like taking it to another level. I've never done that before, but like,
yeah.
If it's pretty intense, but guys do that. I've heard of girls doing that.
They're really? Like, oh, I don't want to waste my makeup or outfit or something like
that's crazy.
Or I've heard of girls, not really girls I know, but I've heard of people doing that. But I've heard of, like setting up something after, whether it's like maybe drinks with your friends or something to do so that if it does go bad, like you're out, you're dressed up, you're ready to go. Like you still have something fun to do. So you still have like a good night.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard of that. I really haven't heard of like stacking dates like that. It just gets stressful for me. Like,
yeah. No, totally. It's a lot.
You got to do what you got to do.
It's a lot. And then, you know, there's never like a feel good about having to cancel on someone, especially like after they've probably already gotten ready.
Yeah.
It's a Friday night.
Yeah.
And you're like, hey, sorry, like something came up. I have to cancel 30 minutes before. It's kind of a dick move.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It wouldn't be fun.
But I don't know. So for me right now, I'm like, yeah, I'm single.
Yeah.
Done the online dating thing in the past. And now I'm just like, I'm not interested.
Yeah.
I feel like I meet enough high quality woman organically that I just don't need to do it. You know?
I think at this point too, I mean, I think if you're social, I think if you're, you know, going out, and I mean, you don't even have to be like going out. I mean, you could just do whatever you enjoy doing, like go to the driving range if you like to golf, or as long as you're like putting yourself out there, not just like sitting home.
Mm-hmm.
I think that like sometimes maybe everyone's on the apps these days, but I think that like maybe the people who would really do well, or like maybe the people who are like way more quiet or don't go out at all, or like have a hard time maybe like talking to people. But I would say like, if you can, you know, just go out, be social, like join a club or go to a meetup.
Yeah.
I think you're going to be able to tell a lot more about someone in person than just like behind a screen. So
I got a question for you.
Yep.
So as a woman, first date, ideally.
Yeah.
Let's say you meet a guy organically, or maybe it's on an app, whatever. What is the ideal first date for you?
As a busy real estate investor or entrepreneur, time is money and first impression is everything. Every day to make it easy on myself, I wear Built Basics clothing. Whether you're a girl or guy looking for workout gear, joggers, shirts, button-downs, hats, or shoes, Built's got you covered. Super comfortable, tight in all the right places to make you look fresh and clean all the time. Visit BuiltBasics.com and use promo code SUMMERS20 to receive 20% off of your order. Again, that's BuiltBasics.com. That's BuiltBasics.com. Use promo code SUMMERS20 to receive 20% off of your order. Now back to the show.
Like, do you want a guy to like go all out and plan this elaborate thing, a nice dinner and all this stuff? Or do you want something casual? Like, hey, let's just meet for coffee. Let's meet and go on a walk, or like, let's just meet for a drink. What do you prefer?
I think like coffee or drinks. Because if you don't know
drinks,
them.
Drinks, all plural. Okay. Not just a drink.
Yeah, maybe a drink.
Okay.
Maybe a drink. And then if it's good, drinks. And if it's not, just one.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, I think it's a big commitment to do like a full on like dinner or like this full elaborate thing. Like I would almost be a little bit weirded out by like a full like whole elaborate plan, because if it doesn't go well, then like, yeah, what are you going to do? But I think too, it's like you don't want to be committed for that long if it doesn't go well. So I think like a drink is fine. Or if you have a plan, you know, if it goes well, then go to the next thing. But just to like, you know, upfront commit for that long when you don't know someone, you don't know how it's going to go. So I wouldn't really want that. But I think if it is going well, to maybe be able to like go somewhere else later or after that, I think that would be a fun option.
Yeah, I agree. I think if it's online, you don't really know this person. It's kind of like a blind date. I think, yeah, let's meet for a drink or let's meet for coffee. Something where, you know, if it doesn't go well, you can get out of there in 30 minutes. And there's no expectation for like a long date. Now, if you meet someone organically and maybe you know them through a friend circle, yeah, or whatever, and you have a good feeling about it, and it's like a Friday night, you're making plans, it's like, I think that's okay to be like, hey, yeah, let's do dinner and drinks. Yeah. I think that's perfectly fine.
If you kind of know them already.
If you have a good gauge.
Yeah. I went to a concert once for a first date, like long time ago.
You? Wow.
Yeah. But it was kind of my idea. I wanted to go, and it was someone I kind of knew. We're like, we'd been following each other on Instagram and kind of had a few mutual, yeah, friends. And I'm like, I really wanted to go to this concert. Yeah. That was pretty fun. That was a fun one. But it could, if there was no connection, it could have been bad or like really boring.
True. Was there a second date?
Yes.
Okay.
There was a few dates. It was a while ago. So
Okay. So you guys actually dated for a little bit.
We went on several dates. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Question for you. If you are, dating someone for like 2 or 3 months, cause for me, you know, I want to probably date someone for like 3 months before I like make it official and make them my girlfriend. I think most people are in alignment with that.
Mm-hmm.
But in those 2 or 3 months that you're like not official, but you're like dating, what do you call that? Do you call that, hey, I'm dating someone?
Dating.
Or what do you call that? Because some people say when they say, hey, I'm dating someone, that means I have a girlfriend or I have a boyfriend.
That's where I think it's tricky, because I think it means something different to everyone. But I think if you're going out on dates, if you're dating before you're exclusive, I think you say you're dating. And then after that, you say, that's my boyfriend. That's my girlfriend. What do you do?
Okay, I'll give you an example. If I'm out, I'm dating someone for like 2 or 3 months, but we're not official.
Yeah.
Right. And by the way, I would rather date someone for like, at this stage of my life, for like 3 months.
Yeah.
Rather than going on all these like first dates.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just like, that's exhausting to me. And I would rather like get to know someone on a deeper level. Dating someone for 3 months before you make a decision if you're going to make it official,
yeah,
allows you to like go on a couple trips together, see how they travel, probably go through a couple disagreements and kind of see how they navigate through that. And you're getting that person's best 3 months. So if it's, yep, not aligned after 3 months, it's probably not going to be aligned.
That's going to be the best of the whole. Yeah, exactly.
And it's more conducive. You get an automatic plus one.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's more conducive with everything that I'm doing at this phase of my life. Being single and going on all these first dates, I'm like, dude, that's exhausting. And that's a big distraction towards everything that we're building here. So I just wanted to prelude with that.
Yeah.
I would, if I'm dating someone for 3 months, and someone else asked me, like another female, hey, are you single? I would say, I'm dating someone.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would just say, I'm dating someone.
Yeah.
Right now.
So that's the, yeah, same. You're
now,
dating.
Now, if someone asked me and I'm like committed, I would say, like,
no,
yeah, like I have a girlfriend.
Right.
Versus,
that's after
versus
you have
someone.
The conversation.
Yeah. And if I have a girlfriend and I'm committed, I wouldn't just say, oh, I'm dating someone. I would say, yeah, I have a girlfriend.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, exactly.
Yep.
And I think that, you know, there should be clarity. If you're dating someone for 3 months and you want to make them your girlfriend, I think the guy should ask them like, hey, will you be my girlfriend?
Yeah.
Or, hey, I've had such a good time with you. I really enjoy your company. These last 3 months have been amazing. Will you be my girlfriend?
Yeah.
And make it official. So that way there's no loose ends and there's no like uncertainty on the other end too. What are your thoughts?
No, I agree. I think that's a good way to look at it. I think you have good experience. I think certain people are just so casual these days that like, it's like, oh, do you just want to hang out? Or do you want to just...
do you want to connect?
Yeah. Like it's like...
Netflix
and
chill.
I don't know. Like, are you going to take me on a date? Like there's not... Mm-hmm. I mean, there is that. Obviously, I know you go on a lot of dates and a lot of people do, but I think there is a lot of just people like, hey, you want to hang out? Like it's almost like they don't want to put themselves out there and like ask you on a date. I don't know if it's they don't want to get rejected or what it is, or maybe they just kind of want to play it cool. But there's like a lot of like, oh, let's just hang out. Or
there's a lot of people that, especially in San Diego, I think there's a lot of guys that don't date intentionally, and woman too. And that's that's okay. I think as long as you're transparent about it, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, I'll give you an example. If you're going on a first date as a guy and you know this woman is, you know, intentionally trying to meet a partner and she wants to, you know, move to a different phase of her life, and that is not your intention at all, and you just want to go on a bunch of dates and bang all these girls. Okay, great. Do that, but you need to be transparent about it, and don't lead someone on in order to get what you want to get.
Yeah.
If it's going to be at that person's expense.
Yeah,
or disposal,
I agree.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think it's okay to be transparent, and if the woman wants that too, then that's totally fine. And there's plenty of women in San Diego and all these other cities around the country that are okay with that too.
Yeah.
You know.
I agree. Yeah, I think just be upfront with what you want. I mean, you could want a relationship, you could not, you could just want to like have fun. Mm-hmm. That's totally fine. Just be honest about it. And then you'll find someone that wants that too, or at least you're not leading someone on. I think that's good.
Yeah. And I mean, this is for women out there too, but definitely for guys, like if you are looking to genuinely meet someone, like don't tell that person on the first date, like I'm looking to like get married and I want to have kids. And like, don't tell them about like exactly what you're looking for. It's like,
it can kind come of off, it's really off-putting. Intense. Yeah.
And it comes off very desperate. And so I would shy away from that on the first couple of dates. Like just have a good time. See if there's a connection. Be organic. Have fun. Yeah, the person asks what you're looking for, like, you know, be transparent, but like, don't go
overboard
with
it. There's a way to say it without like elegantly scaring someone off. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
I remember one time I was on a first date and this guy was like, he was so intense, and he was really, really nice, but just like very, very intense. And he was like telling me, he's like, yeah, I just bought this house in this certain zip code because it has like really good school districts for like future kids. It's not. I'm like,
whoa.
Oh, like you're single, right? And I'm like, I guess that's good to be thinking about that. But like the way he said it just like really scared me. This was several years ago. And I'm like, I guess it's sweet. I kind of feel bad saying it, but it was just a little bit much for me. He's going to find the right person. Maybe he already has. Someone's going to love that. But it's just, I don't know. It's just a lot the way he said it, like on the first date, I think.
Yeah, that's pretty, I agree with that. I had a woman not too long ago, kind of like hooking up a little bit. And like, she's telling me like, hey, I need to tell you something important. And this is like second date type of thing. And I'm like, okay, what's going on? Like, this is kind of weird, right? And I'm like already going into it, like, okay, what do you need to talk to me about? And she's like, hey, like, I need to let you know now, I will not sleep with you unless you're my boyfriend. I'm like, on the second date? Like, that's pretty heavy, right?
Yeah.
So don't
like,
do that.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's kind of like, whoa, you know? So it's just it's intense.
Like, and there's a way to say it. Like, if she did want to say that or get it across, like, that's fine. But I think, like, the more serious and intense you are about it, like, there's different ways to get the same thing across.
Yeah. And so it comes off as like, okay, like you need me to lock this up right now.
Right.
On the second date. I'm like, I need to like, I want to like just let this organically go and unfold how it's supposed to unfold.
Yeah.
Let's have a good time with no expectations. And, you know, 2-3 months in, if we're having a great time and it's both aligned, it's both a fit for us, then let's make it official.
Right.
But to like drop that on like the
you
second
don't even
date,
know
I'm
them
like,
yet.
Yo,
yeah.
That's a lot,
yeah.
You know? I don't know. I always think that like easygoing, fun, but intentional, there's like a balance is like the way to go.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree.
So, you know, people ask me like, oh, what are you looking for? I'm like, you know, at this phase of my life, I'm ready to meet someone.
Mm-hmm.
However, I'm very comfortable with everything that I'm doing. And like, I'm busy with all this other stuff and I'm growing a thing.
Yeah.
And like, I need to be selective with who I date.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm ready to meet someone, but at the same token, like I'm going to be selective and I'm okay with what I'm doing. And like, I'm okay waiting till I meet that right person.
Yeah.
You know?
I think you get to a certain point where it's just like you have to like do everything that like you want to do and get yourself in a spot where like you're fine. And then I think it's just going to be like a bonus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not going to be like, oh, I need this or like this is going to like complete me or whatever. Like you're fine. And then it's like, oh, it's just kind of like the cherry on top. Like it's going to like add to your life. But then you kind of have your both like your separate lives, too. You know,
I got another question for you. Do you ever come across guys that don't pay on the first or second date?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
What percentage would you say?
A lot of them do. At least a lot of the guys that I've gone out with. I'll usually offer to like split it. Some guys have taken me up on it.
On the first date?
Yeah.
Whoa.
And
that's
so
crazy.
I do it to be nice. I never want to assume. And I know people have like very different opinions on it. And so I just want to be like, I want to offer that.
Yeah. First of all, that's a very respectful gesture on your part.
Yeah.
And I think that's great. I think all women should be like a nice gesture. Like, hey, like, you know, or at least say thank you so much. Right. But you offering to split the tab on a first date, I think, is a very nice gesture.
A lot of times they'll say
for
no.
For a guy to say, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Put your card up.
Yeah.
Dude, that's crazy. And so what goes through your mind when that happens? When they're like, yeah, let's do it.
I'm just kind of like, okay, that's kind of like a note in his file. Like, you obviously, for me, it's like I feel appreciated, or it's just, it's like not really sexy to be like, okay, like let's split this down the middle.
Yeah.
If anything, what I think
it's
is.
It's almost like embarrassing, like at a restaurant, like the server, people around like, oh, like let's split the bill and on like a date. It's kind of like embarrassing in my opinion. It's uncomfortable, right?
Yeah. Or like I've had, you know, like I'll offer and then someone will be like, they'll be like, no, I invited you. So like, it's on me. And then, you know, if we like go somewhere else for a drink or whatever, then like I'll offer to like pick that up just because it's like even just. Trading off, or it's way better than like splitting things down the middle. There's just something like very transactional about that.
It is. I'll usually say like if a woman like is like, oh, let me get this, or like let's split it. I'll just say like, I'll be like, no, for real. Like let me be a gentleman.
Yeah.
And that's it. You know? And it's truly how I feel. Like it's a gentleman gesture, but like I want to feel like a gentleman. Yeah. So let me pick it up, you know? But what percentage would you say of men, you know, allow you to split the bill on their first date, or maybe they don't even pay on the first date or second date?
No, that hasn't happened to me. I've had friends that's happened to, and it's not ended well, but like I've split, not, I mean, maybe, I don't know, maybe like 10%.
Samantha, has it happened to Samantha? Shout out Samantha, if you're listening. I don't know how them Boston dudes do it versus the SD.
Yeah, no, I think she's the same. She has the same outlook as me. Like she'll offer. I think that's kind of the consensus. I just don't want to assume I don't want to just come across like presumptuous or like rude. But I don't know. I think I offer and I appreciate when they respectfully decline my offer.
Mm.
So
I open the car door for like woman. Like if we're getting into my car or we're getting into an SUV, I always open the door.
Mm-hmm.
And most women tell me like, oh my God, like I'm not used to this.
Yeah.
Is that something that's a lot of guys don't do?
A lot of guys don't seem to do that, I wouldn't say.
Really?
Uh-huh. I feel like everything's just a lot more casual.
It sounds like such a basic thing.
Yeah. I don't have it happen a lot.
How many dates should a guy pay the bill for at least minimum first three? Would you agree?
Yeah. I mean, I guess it depends on what you're doing. Like if you're if you're going to dinner, like, I don't know, like if you're going to a baseball game, for example, it's like maybe he buys the tickets. Like maybe I'll be like, I'll go grab a drink, you know, and then I'll pay. I won't be like going and be like, let me have your card. I'm going to go get a drink. Like, I would just, that's just me. I know everyone's different though. I would prefer to have, a little bit more like back and forth. Like I would offer to pay for some, I guess it depends on what you're doing.
Yeah. I've actually like dated girls in the past that like they, you know, I'm very generous and I definitely like to be able to pay. But a thank you goes a long way.
Yeah.
And I've dated girls in the past to where like, I've had to have a conversation with them like, you know, a month in and be like, hey, like I love taking you out and I love taking care of you. I love going to like nice dinners and stuff like that. But like a thank you would go a long way. And then they're like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize it. Right.
Yeah.
But just like manners like that, you'd be surprised. Some women don't. Another question for you.
Okay.
I think I actually was thinking about this the other day and I was talking to some lady friends of mine. I was like, this is kind of crazy to think about, but I would say, and this is just me shooting from the hip. I'm totally speculating and I'm willing to be wrong here, but I would say that 90% of women that are in the dating scene in San Diego, they don't know how to cook. And they don't cook. what are your thoughts behind that?
Let's see. They don't know how to cook, or they just don't?
They just don't cook. Like out of the last four girls I dated, and I dated all of them for like 2 to 3 months, only one of those four girls actually like cooked, and she only cooked like two times. Three of the four never offered to cook one time over 3 months of dating. That's pretty crazy, right?
Maybe it's like an age thing. I don't know. Maybe it's like if
oh, for sure, it's
they're
an age
younger.
Thing. Our
maybe
parents'
they're
generation,
not, yeah.
Women know how to cook.
Yeah,
that's a common thing.
It's probably just becoming less and less common.
They don't have to.
They don't have to. They just they don't. And I mean, especially if it's like the girls,
they don't know how.
Maybe, and they just order Uber Eats all the time. But I cook for myself, so like you know, I cook my just like very basic things, but I think it would be nice, like not on a first date, you know, you're not going to cook for someone on a first date, but I think, you know, especially a couple months in, I think it's nice. I think it's like a nice gesture. It shows it's like something you can like put your like time and energy into, like, or you could kind of like do it together.
So if you were dating a guy for like, let's just say like 2 months, at what point, or let's just say 3 months, at what point in those 3 months would you say, hey, and let's just assume you're hanging out 5 or 6 nights a week. At what point would you say, hey, like, let me cook dinner tonight?
If you're hanging out 5 or 6 nights a week,
yeah,
that's a lot. Like definitely probably in the first month. I just, I don't,
You're an anomaly.
But 5 or 6 times a week is a lot. So probably like within the first couple months, just because you know, you want to have like a night in, you don't necessarily like want to be eating out all the time. Maybe like 2 months in.
Yeah.
It'd be fun. Like, let's just like get a bottle of wine. Let's like have a movie night. Let's like all cook dinner.
I agree.
I think it's kind of fun.
I agree. But you'd be surprised. I think most women, they're like, rather than cooking, they'd better just do takeout if you're going to have like a night in and just have a relaxing night, which I think is great. But I think a lot of women these days would prefer just, oh, let's just do takeout. It's easier. It's more convenient.
There's something like just kind of putting your kind of effort and time and energy into it. Like, I think it's like, you know, you kind of put like your care into it. And it's just a little bit more heartfelt, I think, than like ordering takeout.
Yeah. This conversation actually came up recently because a couple girls were at my place and they're like, man, you have such a great kitchen.
Yeah, especially like, in your place, your kitchen.
And
I'm like,
no one's ever cooked in this kitchen. I got all the utensils, I got the pots and pans, and they're like, no one's ever cooked in this kitchen. I'm like, well, I don't cook.
Yeah.
And no girl has ever like offered to cook in my place.
That's crazy. Especially with that kitchen. Like,
yeah, it's never been cooked in.
Oh my gosh.
Only takeout.
Oh my gosh.
I don't even have anything in the fridge. So, well, I have protein shakes, a little bit of wine, maybe some leftovers every now and then, but that's it. So, I don't know. Do you have any questions? Those are some of my questions.
Gosh.
We covered a lot.
I feel like we talked about a lot. I feel like it's something that, like, I don't know, we talk about, think about a lot, but I feel like we've kind of covered it. I guess the only other thing is, I mean, what's your go-to first date? You asked me mine. What do you prefer? You prefer just, like, drink something quick or...
For me, it depends. So if it's like, you know, I don't know this person, very casual, I'll be like, hey, let's just meet for a drink. And then typically I'll meet him for a drink. And if it goes well, we're connecting, then I'll go to another spot.
You kind of have like a plan in case you want to continue it.
We'll go to another spot. I'll be like, hey, like, let's go grab a bite. And then we'll go to another spot, grab a bite. But I like to move around. So rather than just staying in the same spot for like 2 or 3 hours, I like to go have a drink in our neighborhood. So conducive for it, you know, here in Little Italy, there's like 30, 40 spots. You can like grab a drink and a bite and they're all cool ambiances. So for me, I'd rather grab a drink, no more than two.
Yeah.
And then, hey, let's go grab something else here. And then we'll go to another spot. If it's really good, we'll keep progressing the night.
Yeah.
And change
so up the
scenery. It builds trust. It allows the woman to get to know you better and vice versa versus just sitting in the same spot with the same ambiance with the same server. It allows you to actually like go and conversate with different servers and like, you know, you get to walk to a new spot together, or maybe you jump in an SUV and go to another spot. So it almost feels like you're going on like 3 or 4 dates all in the same time frame versus like just one. And so I like to do that if it's going well. If it's not going well, I'll just do one and then kind of, you know, roll out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's it. Well, hey, this is fun.
Yeah, that was fun.
I enjoy talking dating. The only other time I got to talk dating on a podcast was with Michael Sartain out in Vegas.
That's true.
I want to say that was episode 100, actually, of this podcast. So
don't listen to it.
If you like this conversation, go check out episode 100 with Michael Sartain. We'll have to do this again soon.
Yeah, it was fun.
She's Alex Johnson. I'm Rich Summers. Listeners, thanks for tuning in. We'll see you in the next one. Peace.
Peace.